So thank you for inviting me here and giving me this opportunity and this trust to speak a little bit with you tonight. As Sister Santashita just said, my original hometown is Stockholm, Sweden, but I haven't lived there for quite some time now. I've been traveling and moving around for the last 2 years. So I've been in this part of the world, North America, and I've also been in Asia, in India and Nepal, and I've been back visiting Sweden and Stockholm this summer and finally giving up my old home, my belongings, and seeing some good friends. Not giving them up though. My first time here at the Aloka Vihara, but it's my third visit to San Francisco in my life. And I must say that all the times I've been here in San Francisco, it's always been some kind of magic bubbling. Let's see. The first time I was here, I was still carrying one of the greatest wishes of my life. And I went to the Japanese tea garden in the Golden Gate Park. And I had a fortune cookie. And I opened the fortune cookie, and out came a little note that said, "Your most treasured dream or wish will come true." And it did. It did. So I have great faith in the magic of San Francisco. The second time I was here, I stayed for New Year's with some friends up north of San Francisco. And on the very evening of New Year's Eve, on the very stroke of 12, I felt like I wanted to open their grand, big, beautiful door and just scream, "Happy New Year" to the world. So I went to the door, I opened the door, and I filled my lungs with air, and I was ready to scream. And outside, there was three huge deers standing, completely still. And they slowly turned their heads and they looked at me and I looked at them and I was thinking, oh, so this is how the new year is starting. The next day, I took their little small princess dog down up through the back side of the house, and we were going to go for a little walk in the woods. And we hadn't come far when we saw that there was something lying on the ground. And I went up to this, and she did too. And we found out that the deers had left a gift, a New Year's gift, which was an antler. Complete, perfect antler. So this was the gift of the deers that I brought with me back to Sweden the second time ever in San Francisco. Now this could of course stir up a lot of expectations, right? Where is my third gift? Where is the magic that is going to happen? Maybe it will, maybe it won't. I don't know. I really don't know that. But I do know for sure that sometimes when we have really, really strong, magical moments happening in our lives, for example, in our meditation practice, it's very easy to get hooked to that and feel that it's always going to be like this, or expecting every time we sit down that it's going to be that magic moment. Albert is shaking his head. No. It's going to be that magic moment happening. And it might just not be. And as a matter of fact, those greatest moments that we have in meditation can very easily become our greatest obstacles. So I think we can do ourselves a favor to start fresh every time we sit down. Let's start fresh, let go of expectations, and see if we can just sitting. Just being mindful about sitting. No, nothing special about this and that. That is going to happen. Just feeling the body, the weight of the body, meeting the surface underneath. Just being present with what is in the moment that is here and now. Feeling the body's natural breath going in and out. Without doing anything special with that, without wanting to move away from what is here, just staying with what is. No matter if that's a pleasant or unpleasant feeling, or if it's something more neutral, just staying with what is. The pain, the embarrassment, the happiness, the anger, the greed, the feeling of that it's not fair, the feeling of anything that comes up, really. And see what happens if we dare to have the courage to stay, just stay and lean into that space of unknown, groundlessness, spaciousness, nothingness. This great mother who embraces us through all, through it all. We can just tap into this moment here and now by expanding our consciousness into the sounds that are in this room. Just see if you can heighten your awareness a little bit more and listen to all the different sounds in the room and also outside of this house without judging or thinking that this is a good sound that I like or this is a bad sound that I don't like. And also, just notice the tendency to label what you hear, knowing that the label and the sound has no connection. Just listening to the sounds as sound. This is the moment. These are the sounds of the moment. Yes, as you have expanded your awareness into the outside, also pull your awareness inside and listen to your heart. Just listen to that very unique rhythm of your heart beating. And you listen with being careful around really listening, aware of listening to your heart. So that if you stood in front of 1,000 different heartbeats, you could pick out that one, knowing that this is the rhythm of my heart. This is what it sounds like. And again, you expand your awareness to the sounds outside. And just see if you this time might be able to hear more sounds than before. Maybe more subtle sounds, blending with the more obvious sounds. And again, tap right back into your heart. Listen to the beat, to the rhythm of your heart. And from here, shift your awareness to the natural breath, just feeling the body breathing without you interfering or doing something with the breath. Just staying with a sensation of the breath going in and the breath going out. Like the waves of the ocean. Wave is going in. Wave is going out. Staying with the breath as our object of meditation. Observing the thoughts that comes and goes with the waves of the ocean. Not following, not pushing away. And in this space of holding yourself in a very kind and loving way, you have the opportunity to watch the mind moving from one place to another, and there might be a memory popping up, something that happened recently or more further away in your history. And you can just acknowledge this memory, again, without interfering or judging it in any way. If there is chaos coming up, and there is a lot of different things coming up, just pick one. And just look at this situation. There might be just a moment where you're interacting with someone in a way that you know where you could have done better. You could have made other choices. But this is what happened. Without falling into judging yourself or what happened in that situation, just look at it as for what it is, without moving away from whatever is coming up. And if you have this situation clear in mind now, just see if you can give yourself the opportunity to shift and see what you could have done better. What could you have done better? And you see that happening in front of you. And let it all dissolve back into the ocean with the next wave, breathing out, letting go. So remember this, that we do always have a choice. In every moment, we have a choice. We can shift at any time. For instance, right now. Or now. Or now. We do have a choice. We do have a choice. And in this time, where there is so much happening in our world, on this very earth that we are treading, living from, eating from, the air we're breathing here every day, the water we're drinking every day, there's so much happening with this mother of ours, where we have a choice. We have a choice. Every moment to take the public transportation or walk instead of going one in the car. We have the choice to have vegetarian food instead of eating our friends. We have the choice of giving someone a friendly look or a smile. We do have all those choices all the time, in every moment. So because of this, there is no one to blame on the outside. There is no one who is our enemy on the outside. Either it's whether it's something that is happening in our world or in our own seemingly small little life, it's all revolving around the same recipe that we can step in or out of every chosen moment and look again to see how we can choose wisely, how we interact with others through our body, our speech, and our minds. From the tiniest little things in our everyday life to the huge, big things, like what's happening with our earth or beyond. The imbalance that is so obvious in our world today is very much about a global blind spot, trying to blame the left side or the right side of the one and same very component. On an absolute level, there is no definitions of black and white, male or female, you or me. There is no enemy outside to blame. There is no friend outside that will solve all your problems. It's all in our hearts. It's all right here. We don't have to go anywhere. It's all right here. And it comes seeking us out in all the activities of life. Or just by sitting here, closing our eyes, listening to this voice talking. It's all right here, in this moment. So, I would like to share with you something that happened one time when I were visiting Chithurst and Wat Chitta Viveka in England. And one of the sisters there, she asked me if I would like to compose something to the first words of the Buddha, the words that came out when he was fully enlightened. I mean, before the sermon in Deer Park, when he realized what had been holding him in this world for so long and in the wheel of coming back again and again and again. So my Pali is poor. My English is not perfect either. So please forgive me, but I'd like to just read out loud Craving is the Builder, and then I would be very happy to share with you the chant that I did compose after being asked that I've never shared so far. So I think this could be a good moment to do that here at the Loka Vihara, because I'm very, 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 very happy to have been invited here and to have this fantastic good fortune to stay with those sisters that you are living with in the same city as all the time. Mm-hmm. It's such a blessing because their practice goes deep and has long roots. And they have a strong foundation within them that they are providing here. So, with this in mind, I'll just read the Craving is the Builder first, and then I'll chant it in Pali. Through many a birth, I wandered in samsara, seeking but not finding the builder of this house. Sorrowful is it to be born again and again. O house builder, thou art seen, thou shalt build no house again. All thy rafters are broken, thy ridge pole is shattered. My mind has attained the unconditioned, achieved is the end of craving. Do you want to hear it again? Is it fine? Okay. Tana yaneti imam geham. Ane kayate samsaram sandavi samani ebisam kaha karakam gave santo dukkayate puna punam kaha karakadi tosi puna giham nakasi sabate pasuka baka gaha kutam visam kitam
Visam karagatam shietam tamhanam kayam mayaga.
My teacher and abbot, Situ Taisaku Rinpoche, gave me the name Karma Shime Latso, which means celestial ocean of immortal activity. I'm an heir of the practice lineage, Karma Kagyu. And this is what I had to share with you this evening.
Han damayang damakataya sabu karang datamase sadu 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 anumodami.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.